My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast. It is it's week one, man. Three nights from now, we get the season opener, the Ravens and the Chiefs.
So
we get
to, oh my gosh!
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's Thursday night, Seth. A game you can a game you can hear right here on Sports Radio 610.
You know what? This is what Thursday night football does to me all the time. That's why I'm horrendous at fantasy football. Is the ambush of Thursday night football?
Up.
And I Sean, I'm old enough now that I've been living through this Thursday night opener for quite some time, and yet it's a surprise to me every year.
I'm gonna I'll remind you each day this week. Don't worry.
And it's such a good matchup.
Really good. Yeah.
It's weird. It's weird that I've got a. It's hard for me with the AFC, but I've got. I'm pulling for the Ravens in a way that won't hurt the Texans somehow. But I do feel like, all right, can somebody just please, as often as possible, knock off the Chiefs, regular season, postseason, whatever it might be.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. We're going to get into the Texans and the Colts here, the first look at it, in just a second. But it's funny you say that. I was reading a, an article in The Athletic over the weekend, and it was I know, pretty fancy. It says NewYorkTimes.com now when you go to it.
Sorry. It was underneath my my latest New Yorker.
Yeah. I'm very sophisticated.
Yeah.
But it was the ten teams with the shortest odds to win the Super Bowl, and why they can win and why they can't win. And I clicked on this article with great anticipation because I'm like, ooh, I can't wait to see what they say about the Texans. Come to find out,
right,
at least according to this, you saw the same article. You fraud. You read the same stuff I do. You snob. So they come to find out that according to at least this janky ass computer model that Austin Mock was using in this article, the Texans aren't even one of the top 10 teams to win the Super Bowl percentage wise. So I didn't get to see why. But this is my takeaway. As long as we're talking about the Chiefs and the Ravens for 30 seconds here, is that it seems like every other team, there are tangible, like, football reasons as to why, like, roster reasons as to why they can't win the Super Bowl. Like, the Ravens are a really good team. They lost some offensive linemen. They've got issues on the offensive line. You know, they've got other issues that are functional. The Texans, you know, have functional issues with the roster. Depth here, depth there. They can't run the football, whatever it may be.
Christian Harris has a Kyle Tucker disease.
Yes. Stuff like that. With the Chiefs, it's all, they have a target on their back. Nobody's ever three-peated. It's all these things that just can't happen because they've never happened.
It's all not Skinamax.
Yeah,
it's not okay. It's not what I was really hoping for or expecting. But
right. There's only
even
partial.
They're like, okay, they lost Legarius Sneed, but they have a history of taking guys like Legarius Sneed and really developing them at cornerback.
Yeah, there's no glaring Achilles heel with the Chiefs. So I'm with you on that one. That's a good one. I'm going to root for the Ravens this week because I need the Chiefs to look mortal, They looked mortal in the regular season last year. It's just they flipped the switch.
I mean, that, you know what it feels like a little bit is the Spurs forever.
Yeah.
Where, you know, with me, I'm saying, well, Kelsey's going to get old. And that's what it looked like last year in the regular season. Well, Kelsey's just not the same.
Yeah.
And then you realize, oh, okay, but in the playoffs, they've got that Astros switch. They're at a point now where because they have so much experience in the playoffs, and it was like this with the Patriots before the Chiefs, that there's no accounting for how much that playoff experience and comfort level pays off in the postseason.
Yep.
By the way, and just for anybody wondering, because they went through 10 teams in that article, right?
They did, 10 teams.
Yeah, the Texans are, on most boards, they're like fourth or fifth favored to be a Super Bowl champion right now on the odds board.
On the odds board, yeah. This was one of those articles where this guy has a computer simulate the season a million times or whatever it is, and then they just take the percentage. So
he's running MS-DOS. Screw that guy.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, MS-DOS. He's running BASIC. All right, let's get to the Colts. Here was Dwight Freeney, Colts Hall of Famer, by the way, went in this offseason with Andre Johnson. He was on with Kay Adams. We know there's a lot of chatter. A lot of chatter between the Colts and the Texans this offseason.
Most of it instigated by Kay, but yes.
Right. Well, we got E.J. Speed and Zaire Franklin versus C.J. Stroud, that little thing going on. Here was Dwight Freeney saying, this baby's, after being prompted by Kay Adams, you're right, said, this is going to be a bloodbath, man.
No matter who you're playing, and especially as a team, like a rival, you're trying to get after them, you know, and they just happen to make it public for everyone to know. Houston knew, you know, they know what's going on. They know that this is a division opponent. If they don't like us, we don't like them. Same thing with the Colts. So there is no surprises here. You know, it's going to be, lack for better words, a bloodbath out there. And it should be. First game of the year, adrenaline is going to be hype and pumping. The building is going to be rocking. It's going to be a great game.
A bloodbath. That's where Dwight Freeney, she tried like hell. She took three swings at that before she finally got him to say anything remotely inflammatory. And it's a lot worse when you see it in print. It's going to be a bloodbath.
Yeah.
He basically said even-handedly that it's going to be a bloodbath, that both teams are very, very motivated.
Yes.
Yeah, but you know, for all current purposes, Dwight Freeney, who seems like a pleasant gentleman, let's ruin his inaugural year in the Hall of Fame. Let's just get this thing started. The Colts have been what they have been the last few years, a team that's got a great roster, but they just can't figure it out at quarterback. And maybe Anthony Richardson is the one, but there's also a good chance that he's going to be injured by week three. Smoke him while you got him with Anthony Richardson. You might not see him again in the second matchup.
He's very polarizing from this standpoint. And I know you did a really good video on him on your YouTube feed, which we can touch on here. There's a good chance to touch on it. But like, it's them playing the Colts in week one is a very I have mixed feelings about it, because on the one hand, this is the time of year you know Anthony Richardson is going to be fully healthy early in the season. We saw it last year in week two.
Yep.
On the other hand, this is a guy who has started 23 games at quarterback in his life. In high school, college, and the NFL, he has started 23 games at this position. So he is still very, very green. On the one hand, he is one of just four quarterbacks to open his NFL career in the first month with three touchdown passes and three rushing touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand,
two against the Texans.
Two against the Texans. On the other hand, the other three quarterbacks to do it are Dante Culpepper, major disappointment, Cam Newton, MVP of the league, who couldn't run by the time he was in year seven, but the best of the three. And the other one's RG3, who I don't know how to feel about RG3 these days, but
RG3, right? Yeah, that's a whole.
My point is, on the one hand, that's really impressive. Like, he comes into the league and he takes it by storm. On the other hand, this is no sort of predictability factor for success, for future success.
If you're making comparisons, and I'm not talking about direct physical comparisons here, because I think that when you think about rookie quarterbacks who take the league by storm, but then it kind of fizzles out for them later, I think the one that probably resonates most with us Texans fans emotionally is Vince Young, who in his first time he came to NRG Stadium, he just, you know, he tore the cover off the ball in a good way for them. And, you know, his career wouldn't quite work out that way. But there's an ambush element to really gifted quarterbacks when they're young. Now, Anthony Richardson's arm talent, when it's good, is very elite. It's just he struggles to do it consistently, but he makes some throws that are crazy. So I shy away from saying, okay, RG3 or Vince Young, because, you know, an RG3 could throw the hell out of a deep ball, but Richardson, if he can really refine his throwing better than it is, he could be scary with his arm, but he's still got an erratic quality to him, to where the ball sails on him more than you'd like. Some of the simple throws are just a bit off. And then his legs, too. If he can stay healthy, he's a scarier runner than RG3. He's a scarier runner than Vince Young.
Yeah.
It really is. It's scary if you think about what he could become, and you can see what people saw in him, but it's just a huge experiment right now.
So tell me how to feel then, Seth. Should I feel nervous that we're getting Anthony Richardson in week one fully activated, or should I feel good that we're getting Anthony Richardson while he is starting game number 24 of his life?
I think, honestly, to not even make it as much about Anthony Richardson, from watching the preseason, which is dicey when you try to make forecasts with the preseason, but it was very clear from the two times he showed up in the preseason that he and his receivers aren't quite on the same page. And now sometimes, you know, they're just running experiments in the preseason and they're doing some things that maybe just haven't been ironed out yet. But and I think most of the time it was the receiver's fault. It's tempting sometimes when you see some of the errant passes to think, oh, yep, same old Anthony Richardson.
Yeah.
Most of the passes that I watched that on the TV copy, if you're just watching through the highlights of the game, look like a bad pass, were actually him and the receiver not being on the same page. And A.D. Mitchell a couple times, A.D. Mitchell was playing more like a rookie, just altered his routes a little bit. And so that's, I think, a positive for the Texans. I think that this Colts offense and Anthony Richardson coming back, still very inexperienced, I don't think they quite got it dialed in yet. And that's where the chance for some turnovers comes in.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I am shocked that the spread is what it is on this game.
Minus I know you, one for the Texans.
Well, I know you had said on your video minus one. It may be minus one in some places.
Yeah.
I'm looking at Yahoo right now, and I will recall Amy and I stopped in Lake Charles on our way home from where we were in Louisiana during the week last week, and it was -2.5 Texans.
I locked it in when it was -1.
You got in on a good investment, man, because this thing moved. This thing is moving. in the Texans' direction. -2.5, and just to contextualize that for people who aren't well-versed in the dark arts of the degenerate wager, that means that if this game were being played at NRG Stadium, the Texans would be easily over a touchdown favorite in this game.
Yeah.
And I'm not feeling that. Like, I think the Texans are going to be really good this year. I think the Texans have a chance to get to the Super Bowl this year. I do. I think they've got the makings of a team that can get there. For them to be a 2.5-point road favorite in an environment that is going to be, it's in the week where everybody still feels like they've got a shot at this thing in week one. You know, that atmosphere is going to be pretty electric, I think, on Sunday. The Colts, it was not all that long ago that these two teams were playing for a ton in that very stadium. I think the Colts fans, I think the Colts themselves remember week 18 last year. That as you and I have discussed on the air and off the air and on the heels of Dwight Freeney saying it's going to be a bloodbath, there is nothing that's happened this offseason to throw water on that fire. If anything, right, they've thrown kerosene on that fire. The Texans being a 2.5, that's a stay away for me. I'm not touching that one.
That's the biggest, and this is simple, but it's 100% true, and we saw this last year in week two. Anthony Richardson's legs are just a huge wild card in all of this. Mm-hmm. I'm very much looking forward to Kamari Lassiter really being tested for the first time versus some good wide receivers. Yep. Here for the, aside from A.D. Mitchell, just their receiving core. Yeah. And their tight ends in general.
Yep.
They're good. But Anthony Richardson and his ability to bust out long runs against the Texans specifically last year is just a huge wild card. And that's why, you can have two discussions about him. One is, okay, how's it going to play out long term? His mechanics are still kind of janky. His footwork's all over the place. On any given Sunday at noon Central, I don't care. There's still an explosiveness there that is really hard to account for, and you just got to be dialed in defensively and playing your responsibilities to keep that from blowing up in your face.
Okay, let me ask you this then, because Christian Harris is going to be out for the first 4 weeks.
Yeah.
On the scale of opponents where the downgrade from Christian Harris to, I'll say to Henry Toa-Toa, because as we know, they're in nickel as their base. They're in nickel more than anything else. So they're going to be playing with two linebackers more than they're playing with three linebackers probably. But even with three, there's still a downgrade from Christian Harris to Henry Toa-Toa. On the scale of teams that can make the Texans pay for their lack of depth at linebacker, where are the Colts? Do the Colts skew towards the end that can really, really hurt you because of Richardson?
Yeah.
Or do they skew towards the end where it's not as bad?
They can really hurt you because of the RPO, and that's the tough thing about the Colts. They did it with Gardner Minshew last year. One of the reasons that that Jonathan Taylor was able to run for 188 yards in Week 18 was that Gardner Minshew was really good at executing that offense of Shane Steichen's, and it puts the linebackers in a bind when you've got the threat of either run or pass or the quarterback pulling it down. And Gardner Minshew did a good job scrambling in that game and running for some positive yardage. It's a tough mental challenge for the linebackers and safeties. That's where, yes, they don't have Christian Harris, but I think right now, if you look at last year's game that the Texans won, they didn't have Al Shire in that game.
Yeah,
obviously.
Right.
He was off playing for the Titans, off gallivanting about.
Denzel Perryman.
Yeah, and Denzel Perryman and the other linebackers in that game, you could see they were kind of sitting on their heels against the run some, because I think they were so, it had been drilled into their head that they'd bitten so hard on play action all year long that the play action from the Colts and the RPOs could have really, really hurt them. So everything was a little bit slow, and they ended up conceding a lot of run yardage, and it worked out well enough in the end, but I think Al Shire is just going to be more dialed in and on it than those linebackers were in that game last year. If I had to choose for this game between having Al Shire or Christian Harris available, I'll tell you, I'd rather have Al Shire.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
You know, and yeah. So if you make it as a comparison to last year, it doesn't feel as dire. It's not like they're losing. It's not like they've lost. I think it's not a net loss compared to last year.
Got to get him into, got to win first and second down, man. You got to put him in passing situations, and I think they're going to be in good shape if they can do that. Big if, but if they can do that. All right, you can text in 713-572-4610. A lot of you are up and at them early here on a Labor Day Monday. We appreciate that. Headlines up next. The Astros, they continue to extend their lead. College football over the weekend, man. Big weekend of college football here locally that we will get to, and a whole lot more. We'll do that in headlines coming up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.